Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news on Thursday, the first day of October. It is now 68. We've got plenty of sunshine out there this afternoon. And temperature is going to be on the cool side the next few days. 65 for a high Friday, maybe 63 on Saturday. And I'll just have more on that Fairfield area weather forecast following this edition of the news. Black's Fashion Flowers in downtown Fairfield has a new owner. Effective today, Chance and Mandy Berg are the new owners. The Bergs purchased the popular flower shop from John Black. Located at 310 East Main Street in downtown Fairfield, Black's Fashion Flowers has been in operation since 1956. Owner John Black has worked there 45 years and turned the reins over to the Bergs officially today. Owner Chance Berg says he plans to make some improvements to the store over the coming months. Remodeling work will take place on the weekends, he said, and would not interrupt the daily operation of the store. Black's Fashion Flowers will be open from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 on Saturdays. The store closes on Sunday. WFIW News Time, 12:16.
Hey folks, this is Sandy from Gill Sales and Service. I'm here to tell you about the USA-made Speed Queen washers and dryers. If you don't want to give up your top-load washer, these machines are for you. They have full agitation and deep rinse, hot wash temperatures when needed, and the water spins out instead of pumping out at the end of the cycle. With full 3-year part and labor warranties, you can't beat these machines. Also included are 5-year motor and 10-year transmission warranties. What more can you ask for? Come on in and see us at Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield to check them out.
Sisti Key Market takes pride in custom catering special events and parties. They serve great tasting entrees and delicious side dishes too that are sure to please. For casual events, try their meat, cheese, or veggie trays, finger foods, hors d'oeuvres, or order a cake or pie. Schedule your event by calling 673-2119. Sisti Key Market is independently owned. They accept major credit cards, Illinois link cards, and offer lottery sales. Sisti Key Market on the Square in Sisti appreciates your business. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sundays, 8 to 1.
It's fall, y'all, at the Watering Can in Albion. The shop is beautiful with autumn wreaths and silk arrangements. Browse our new purse selections by Simply Noel in warm fall colors. Scarves and jewelry add the final touch. New Harmony Soap Company products make a great gift even for yourself. Fresh fall arrangements will brighten anyone's day. Daily deliveries to Albion, Fairfield, Mount Carmel, West Salem, and Grayville. Fall for fall at the Can in Albion.
Former Wayne White Electric Manager of Finance and Office Services, Bruce L. Johnson, has reported to prison to start serving an 18-month sentence for embezzlement. According to federal prison records, Johnson has checked in at the federal prison in Memphis, Tennessee. The medium security prison houses 1,340 inmates. Johnson, 51, of Wayne City, drew the 18-month sentence for defrauding both Wayne White Electric and the First Christian Church of Wayne City. Pled guilty back in April to charges that between 2007 and 13 he used his trusted position with both organizations to steal over $350,000 in co-op and church funds. Throughout that time period, Johnson regularly used the U.S. mail to send unauthorized and, in many cases, forged checks drawn on the organization's respective bank accounts to his personal creditors and others. In addition to the 18-month prison time, Johnson was ordered to pay $400 in special assessments to the U.S. and restitution as follows: a total of $334,871 to Wayne White Co-op and its insurer, Federated Rural Electric Insurance Exchange, and a total of $47,876 to the First Christian Church of Wayne City and its insurer, Erie Insurance Company. Johnson was also placed on 3 years of parole once he gets out of prison, and he'll also be required to perform 250 hours of community service. Former Frontier Community College president Dr. Mike Dreith could find out today if he's getting a new job. Dreith, the current president over at John A. Logan College, is listed as a finalist for the top job at the Dodge City Community College in Kansas. The Dodge City Community College Board of Trustees will convene a special meeting this afternoon to discuss non-elected personnel issues, presumably the presidency of the college. After he left Frontier Community College, Dr. Dreith served as president of a community college in West Texas before taking the leadership position 3 years ago at John A. Logan College. First Financial Bank, in partnership with Data Management Shredding, is providing an opportunity for free shredding of confidential papers and documents a week from Saturday, October the 10th, from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. Up to 5 boxes of documents per person can be submitted for shredding on-site at First Financial Fairfield Banking Center, 303 West Delaware in Fairfield. Shredding is one way to reduce the risk of identity theft. The Federal Trade Commission, the Consumer Information, recommends that you shred receipts, credit offers, credit applications, insurance forms, physicians' statements, checks, bank statements, expired charge cards, and similar documents when you no longer need them. Volunteers with Shiloh Community Church will be collecting non-perishable food items and clothing for the Hope Ministries, sponsors of a food pantry in Jeff. For folks who are looking to get rid of their old or worn-out U.S. flags, those can also be dropped off at this event at First Financial Banking Center on Delaware. Flags collected will be given to the Fairfield VFW Post 4535, who will then schedule a ceremonial disposal of them at a later date. WFIW News Time, 1221.
Vaughn's Diesel is excited to announce that they have added a new selection of tires and are the Yokohama tire dealer for Fairfield. Vaughn's offers a full line of passenger, commercial, and farm tires at prices that can't be beat. They have 3-year warranties and 3-year roadside service on select brands. Vaughn's are offering 24-hour service, and for the farmer, they have on-site service when you need it. Vaughn's is located south of Fairfield on Route 45 across from Casey's, or call 842-3500.
I'm Teresa Kaiser. I would like to take a moment to encourage you to choose Clay County Hospice if you are faced with end-of-life decisions. The nurses and staff provide compassionate care and professional expertise when you and your loved ones are forced to make difficult decisions. The presence of Clay County Hospice provides the needed support for you and your family at a most difficult time. How do I know this? I chose Clay County Hospice for my father.
Well, the 94th annual Enfield Mule Days is now underway. Here are some of the activities scheduled for this evening. Of course, they're going to have the baby contest and the Mr. and Mrs. Todd at 7 o'clock tonight. The Prince and Princess contest at 7:30 with bingo at 8. Friday, a free breakfast buffet at Enfield Healthcare. The Little Miss Pageant, 6:30 Friday night. The Miss Mule Day Queen contest at 7. The Junior Miss Mule Day, 7:30, bingo at 8, and a street dance from 9 till 11. Saturday features a full day of activities, a 2-mile run at 8 a.m. The 94th Annual Mule Day Parade will be at 1:30 in the afternoon, but before that, you can get your mule judged. That's right, folks, mule judging will be at 12:30 Saturday afternoon there by the Wadi Building. Cornhole tournament at 3 p.m., entertainment also at 3 o'clock by Brian King from Oakland City, and the Highway Run from Nashville, Tennessee will perform at 5 p.m. and more bingo 6 to 8. That's the 94th annual Enfield Mule Days, and the theme this year, the most wonderful days of the year. Animals Requesting Friends, that's ARF's Halloween Hairball, has been set for Saturday, October 24th at the Fairfield Elks Club. Yappy Hour with Matt Kenny's world-famous smoked pork burgers and pulled pork sandwiches with finger foods will start at 7. The band, Torn and Frayed's, returning for their 12th hairball performance at 8. ARF will award over $500 in cash for top costumes plus great prizes for hairiest, scariest, best couple, farthest traveled, funniest, and sexiest. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Tickets are on sale now at Kincaid's Home Decor Department and the Fairfield Elks Club. You have to be at least 21 to get into the Halloween Hairball. ARF is also announcing a new fall fundraising event for this year. It's called ARF's Bark in the Park, car show and dog costume contest and pet parade Saturday the 10th, a week from Saturday at the Leo French Park in Fairfield. Car, truck, and tractor registration will be from 9 till noon. The dog contest and pet parade will start at noon. Awards at 1. Event sponsors are needed for both ARF's fall fundraisers. You can check it out on arfcares.org, ARF's Facebook page, or you can call ARF at 842-5584. ARF, of course, is a 501c3 nonprofit animal welfare organization dedicated to reducing pet overpopulation and high euthanasia rates by offering affordable spay and neuter surgeries to the public. Since 2000, ARF has helped spay or neuter thousands of cats and dogs. Yet, with euthanasia numbers at our shelter still in the hundreds, there's still a lot of work to do. For 12 years, ARF's Halloween Hairball has served as one of their biggest fundraising efforts, and now in 2015, the Hairball is bigger and better than ever. Folks from the Wayne County Soil and Water Conservation District here in Fairfield have announced that their fall fish sale is underway. It's time now to order your fish for stocking your ponds. Now, the delivery is scheduled for Thursday, November the 5th at 2 p.m. The grass carp deadline to order those is October 21st. The deadline for all other fish is October 29th. These are the fish that they are offering for sale. Channel cat, a couple of different sizes, albino channel cat, largemouth bass, fathead minnows, crappie, hybrid sunfish, bluegill, red ear, and grass carp. So give them a call at 842-7602 extension 3 to order your fish for pond stocking. There's an important fundraiser coming up this Sunday at the Fairfield Cumberland Presbyterian Church. It's a fundraiser, a dinner, to help raise money for parking lot renovations. Serving starts at 11. The cost of the meal is by donation. The menu is beef or turkey Manhattans, green beans, salad, and dessert. Of course, the Fairfield CP Church sponsors a lot of activities that benefit the entire community, including Upwards Basketball, Upwards Soccer, Center Shot, and a number of other community events. So you should swing by Sunday and have lunch and help raise money to renovate their parking area. Not too late to sign up for the Fairfield Memorial Hospital and Frontier Community College Run for Your Life 5K. Those entry forms can be found on either of the organization's website, Fairfield Memorial Hospital or Frontier Community College. Get those in right away. Time now to check the latest price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. At the noon hour, November crude oil prices are down a penny a barrel, trading at $45.08. Local refineries yesterday dropped their offering 25 cents per barrel. Today, they're paying $38 even for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. Time now to check the stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield at the noon hour. The Dow's down 155 points at 16,130. The Nasdaq's off 38 at 4,582. In local and area deaths, 88-year-old Fairfield resident Larkin Burl Price died at 4:20 this morning at Wayfair in Fairfield. He'd been a professor of literature at the University of Illinois. After retirement, he moved to Wayne County and divided his time between here and Costa Rica. Survivors include a nephew, Ed Clark of St. Louis, and several cousins. His body will be cremated. Burial at a later date. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of all the arrangements. Myrna Jacqueline Jackie Atterbury, 83, of the Enterprise area, died Wednesday morning at Fairfield Memorial Hospital's skilled care unit. She'd been a homemaker and beautician for many years, operating a shop out of her home. Survivors include her husband, Lowell Atterbury of Enterprise, daughters, Peggy Parker of Enterprise, Susan Donath of Sisney, and grandchildren, Lloyd Lowell Parker, Richard Logan Parker, Lindsay Parker, Inslee, and Callie Donath Beardsley, two great-grandchildren, Kathleen Elaine Inslee and Parker Grace Inslee, sisters, Billy Farmer of Fairfield and Dorothy Lambrick of Sisney, sisters-in-law, Thelma Adams of Ellery, and several cousins, nieces, and nephews. Her body will be cremated, and a private family graveside service will be held at Maple Hill Cemetery in lieu of flowers. Memorials may be made to the Hope Ministries in Jeff. The Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of all the arrangements. 92-year-old Carmine resident Blanche Winter died Tuesday at Wabash Christian Retirement Center in Carmine. She was a farm wife and member of the Zion United Methodist Church. Survivors include two daughters and sons-in-law, Janet and Kenny Woolsey of Carmine, Sheila and Doug Westfall of Enfield, three sons and two daughters-in-law, Richard Winter of Cesar, Alan and Teresa Winter of Cleveland, Tennessee, and Kevin and Kelly Winter of Carmine, a brother, Paul Musgrave of Mountain Home, Arkansas, nine grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren. Services for Blanche Winter will be 2 o'clock Friday afternoon at Zion United Methodist Church near Carmine, burial in White County Memorial Garden. Visitation will be 4 until 8 tonight, and then 1 o'clock Friday till the time of service at the church. Memorials may be made to the Zion United Methodist Church. Funeral services for Jeanette Dean 84 of Xenia will be 12 noon Sunday at Community of Christ Brush Creek Congregation Church. Burial in Brush Creek Cemetery at a later date. Visitation will be 6 to late Saturday night at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, then 11 a.m. till the time of service Sunday at the church. Memorials may be made to the Brush Creek Campground. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center. WFIW News time is 12:30.
It's fun and it's simple to make budget-friendly home improvements with help from Kincaid's in Fairfield. Patios are a cost-effective way to increase your living space, enjoyment, and your property value. Do it right, call Ronnie Wright at Kincaid's. Increase your home's value and decrease your utility bills and install new windows. Set your goal and then call Joe at Kincaid's. Convert your wood-burning fireplace into a clean-burning, no-fuss, no-muss gas fireplace. Don't tarry, call Gary at Kincaid's. And finally, give your space a custom look instantly with moldings, crown moldings, chair rails, and more. Hundreds of molding options are available. And Ronnie, Joel, and Gary can help you in the building materials and lumber departments at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. We are calling for sunshine today, high around 68, clear skies tonight, low 47, cloudy Friday, 65. Cloudy Saturday, high of 63, partly sunny Sunday, high of 70. Monday and Tuesday, sunshine, high of 72. Got up to 71 for the high yesterday, 52 our low this morning, and at 12:32 this afternoon with mostly sunny skies at 68. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.